1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Tensions flared in a hearing over whether to disqualify the prosecutor in the election fraud case against former President Trump in Georgia. WSB radio reporter Veronica Waters has the play-by-play.
Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis came out swinging, telling the defense lawyer leading the disqualification charge,
"It's ridiculous to me that you lied on Monday, and yet here we still are."
She and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade testify their relationship started early 2022 and ended summer 2023. As for defense claims of misconduct, conduct via gifts, each also explained Willis reimburses Wade's travel bookings with cash.
"He tells me how much it is, and I give him the money back."
Defense attorneys scoffed at that, including Donald Trump attorney Steve Sadow.
"You have no records with regard to cash payments."
A judge in New York is expected to announce on Friday the penalty the Trump Organization has to pay in a civil suit for altering the net worth of its assets. CBS's Graham Cates.
The New York Attorney General has asked for $370 million in what's known as disgorgement. That would be an amount that he would, if the judge finds in their favor, that Trump would have to repay the state for what's called ill-gotten gains.
We've learned more about that deadly shooting at a Super Bowl victory parade. Here's WBBM-TV reporter Charlie DeMar.
The people of Kansas City are trying to process how a family-friendly Super Bowl celebration destroyed so many lives. Lisa Lopez-Galvan, local radio personality, was there with several family members. Her son was shot. She was killed.
Two juveniles are now in custody. Israeli forces have raided a hospital in southern Gaza where they say Hamas held hostages, and the Israeli army is planning another assault, says CBS's Holly Williams in Israel.
Israel's also pressing ahead with plans to launch a ground assault in Rafah, where around 1.5 million Palestinians are sheltering. Israel says it'll allow civilians to leave the battle zone, but the United Nations has warned an offensive could lead to a slaughter.
A burning truck's fuel tank exploded while Los Angeles firefighters were trying to fight the fire, says Fire Chief Christian Crowley.
"During fire suppression operations aimed at extinguishing the tractor trailer, a significant explosion occurred, injuring 9 of our LAFD firefighters."
A Roman Catholic bishop in Mexico is acknowledging that he and 3 other bishops met with the heads of drug cartels to try to negotiate a peace agreement in the ultra-violent southern state of Guerrero. The bishop said the talks failed because the cartels didn't want to stop fighting for territory in Guerrero State. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde plans to launch his campaign for U.S. Senate next week. That's what Hovde's campaign spokesman tells reporters. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is running for a third term. Wisconsin is a swing state as both major parties fight for control of the Senate this year. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November election. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts.
Speaker Voss is in the middle of a recall, and we're not sure what maps he would run on. Additionally, in the Senate, Lena Taylor was just appointed to be a judge in Milwaukee. So we're down one member in the state Senate.
Evers has said he'd sign off on the maps as long as they weren't changed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Memphis tonight against the Grizzlies. So far this month, the Bucks have a record of 3-4. They remain in third place in the Eastern Conference behind the Celtics and the Cavaliers. After the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo and teammate Damian Lillard head to Indianapolis, the site of this year's NBA All-Star Game, inside Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Colts. The tip-off is Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers making a trade yesterday with the Yankees, sending 27-year-old lefty Clayton Andrews to New York. In return, they get a prospect, 19-year-old right-hander Joshua Quezada, who was impressive in the Dominican leagues. The Brewers pitchers and catchers report today, some new players and a new manager, Pat Murphy, who was the bench coach and talked about just how valuable closing pitcher Devin Williams is.
I've been with the Brewers now, I think, 9 years. You talk about blessed, you know what I mean? Think of the other guys before Devin. But Devin, I think, is the most underrated of all.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds overnight, a northwest wind, and by daybreak, temperatures in the upper teens. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with upper 20s. More sunshine for Saturday. Still on the breezy side, though, but highs near the 30-degree mark. It's 21 at our studios.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Idner, the veteran war correspondent who's based out of Kyiv, Ukraine these years. You can find his video blog, over on YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Idner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. Idner Philip is his Twitter handle. And Phil, welcome back to the program. How's Ukraine doing right now? I understand that they blew up a Russian ship in Crimea yesterday or the day before.
They did. They sank by use of these drones that they have been developing quite successfully, these nautical drones. They took out another landing ship, which is seriously diminishing Russia's even potential ability to, you know, launch some sort of amphibious assault on a place like, say, Odessa, which we know is still very much in the Kremlin's and the Russian military's crosshairs. Yeah. So in response, apparently, and this is what they do, this is their modus operandi. This morning, we were absolutely pelted with missiles just as a reprisal attack, indiscriminate attacks that affected civilian centers all around the country. A massive drone and missile attack, and it is what they do. It's what they do when they are embarrassed, when they have a defeat of that nature, when something happens, when Ukraine hits a completely legitimate military target, they respond with absolute indiscriminate bombing that ends up in killing people. I know a friend of mine who is down in the city of Kherson, and a 19-year-old man was killed while he was going to the market by debris coming down from missiles. So, you know, another rough day in Ukraine, and the people feeling the most of it are civilians, not soldiers.
So, wow. Where does Ukraine go from here? I'm hearing conflicting stories. On the one hand, I'm hearing in the press that the Ukrainian military, knowing that Republicans are working in the U.S. Congress to cut off aid to Ukraine and withholding aid, actually, right at the moment, is running out of ammunition and is having a morale problem, and that they're, you know, if they're going to expand their operations against Russia, they're going to have to mobilize more men, and they're just, you know, after 2 years of combat, their military is just exhausted, and, you know, Russia has a much larger population, they can just throw people at this thing forever. And on the other hand, I'm hearing that the Ukrainians are plucky, you know, and they're fighting back, and they got a new leader in their military, and they're getting ready to kick ass. What is actually going on there?
Well, what's actually going on here is that these people have been under, you know, intense warfare for 2 years, and they have put their military, pardon me, through hell, because of a Russian invasion. That does these two things are not mutually exclusive. Yes, we hear lots of reports from the fighting on the front line of absolute and utter exhaustion, but yes, this country is still mobilized against war, against the Russians on a large scale, civilians providing everything that they possibly can, however they can, that there are still soldiers that are signing up, although conscription is an issue. And there are stories of, you know, guys being checked to see if they are properly registered for conscription. These things are not... they don't necessarily contradict one another. But, as far as what is actually happening in terms of winning or losing, territory gained, territory lost, that is still a very difficult thing to gauge because, of course, there's lots of propaganda and information warfare going on. Tom, here's the thing. This is tough. This is really hard, and these people are suffering. And they are watching what is happening in Washington, and still they are more perplexed, frustrated, and anxious than they are angry, even though we made guarantees when they gave up their nuclear arsenal that we would uphold their 91 borders. And we made that promise. They have every right to be angry at us about it. But they still are appreciative for the aid that has come heretofore, and they are. I am hearing more positivity about eventually the Americans will do the right thing.
Right.
And that's what I'm telling my Ukrainian friends, and I hope I'm right.
Are the Europeans, the EU just recently voted this whole thing with Viktor Orban, you know, getting around Orban and everything to send about, if I'm recalling correctly, $50 billion worth of military aid to Ukraine. Is that showing up and is that helping?
It is showing up. It's coming. It is helping. More will be needed. The Germans are making statements about how they're planning to change their economy so that they can mass produce, in particular, artillery shells. The Europeans have been taking a little slightly different stance than, say, what's domestically here within Ukraine. There's a lot more anger from the European community about what is happening in Congress. There are calls for if we can no longer, and then also not only what's happening in Congress, Tom, but what Trump said just recently about, you know, I wouldn't, if you don't pay your bills, which is a complete lack of understanding of how NATO works, that I will not, if I'm president again, I will not help defend you. That simple statement has sent many European leaders, military leaders within NATO, really questioning whether or not America is a reliable ally. Right. And I have seen several Europeans saying maybe it's time that we develop a European military alliance that is separate from NATO. And however you feel about that prospect, that will be a fracturing of the transatlantic alliance, which is exactly what Vladimir Putin wants.
Which is why Trump repeated that statement last night in another rally.
Indeed.
I mean, Trump is very much, I mean, you know, whatever Vladimir Putin wants, Trump will give him.
Yep, you know, there is definitely some compromise going on.
I'd be surprised if during that meeting in Helsinki, Trump didn't give him a massage. I mean, it's just like, it's... or more.
Well, the meeting that scares me most is what happened in Brazil when he kicked out everybody else except for his translator. No State Department official, no Pentagon official.
Well, I was in Helsinki.
I don't know if that was in Helsinki or if that was at the sidelines of the G8.
Yeah. It's been quite some time.
But regardless,
yeah,
it might have been more than one. But regardless, it's highly suspect, this relationship between Putin and Trump. And we really do need to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, why and how does Putin own Trump? Well, the other thing is Trump realizes that had Putin not thrown, you know, millions of dollars into the election in 2016, and not just the money that he funneled through the NRA into the RNC, but also the literally over 100 million impressions on Facebook that were, you know, from the Russian troll farms and factories.
And we're seeing this narrative now that the MAGA types are trying to pull of this whole, like, it's been proven now, proven, quote unquote, that the Obama administration and the FBI and the CIA were looking into or tapping Trump's communications and all the rest of it. And they're proving somehow that this is true. Well, you know, the intelligence community was monitoring the Trump campaign because they were directly communicating with the Russians.
Right.
So were they monitoring the Trump campaign, or were they monitoring the Russians who were communicating with the Trump campaign? I mean, at what point, wherein lies the reasoning for right. that? I mean, if the campaign was directly talking with the GRU, we should know that. You know, that's something that the American public should be told. And
I agree. That's why I want the Mueller report unredacted. But Merrick Garland wanted to do that, which is just making me crazy.
I agree 100%. Yeah. And we should always remind ourselves that there were a number of indictments of Russian officials, that the Mueller report was not discredited, despite what Barr said. It was obstructed, yes. Per what Mueller said, you know.
Yeah.
So we still don't know how badly the Russians affected our election in 16 and saddled us with this awful, this completely awful. Destructive and traitorous ex-president.
Yeah, amen. Phil Itner, check out his video blog over on YouTube. Just plug in Philip Itner, Itner. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you.
Great talking with you. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your call right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown news talk and sports. 97.5 FM WFHR Radio 20 AM.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Alba, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and has started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. You know, more than half the population of this country would still benefit from blood pressure support. That includes me. Super Beads Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beads are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Super Beats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using Super Beats Heart Chews for almost a decade. Support your heart health with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles with and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Yep, that's the website, Tom, T-H-O-M, Loves Beats, B-E-E-T-S. com. As Tom Loves Beats for this exclusive offer, free month supply plus the free bag of turmeric chews. TomLovesBeats.com. 21 minutes past the hour. So since Dobbs, Democrats keep overperforming, winning, and Republicans keep struggling. This is Simon Rosenberg writing at the HopiumChronicles.com, which is a Substack newsletter. And Simon, he's pretty partisan Democrat, basically, but this is really good stuff. He's pulled it together. He said, we overperformed our 2020 results in five House special elections. This is in 2022, last year, the year before last, by an average of 7 points. He says, we blew out Kansas. Voter registration across the U.S. turned more Democratic. He says, despite high inflation, low Biden approval, and a media spitting red wave every day, In 2020, we outperformed in Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Michigan, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania. We got a 59% in Colorado, 57% in Pennsylvania, 55% in Michigan, 54% in New Hampshire. Picked up a Senate seat, state legislative chambers, governorships. Parties in power almost always lose mid-off-year elections. That would be 2022. Not this time. We gained ground all across the country. We took away a Wisconsin Supreme Court seat with 56% of the vote. We took away Colorado Springs and Jacksonville, two of the largest Republican-held cities in the country. We took away the six-week abortion ban in Ohio, getting 57% of the vote there in two elections. This is all from Simon Rosenberg's Hopium Chronicles. We took away the Virginia House and ended the fantasy that the 15-week abortion could somehow give them an escape hatch from ending Roe. Governor Beshear grew his margin in Kentucky. We gained seats in the New Jersey legislature. We won cities, city council races, and school boards across the country. And now this is dynamic is showing up for 2024. We took away a critical state house in Florida last month, HD 35, Tom Keene. We took away New York 3 night before last, turning an 8-point loss into an 8-point win. Joe Biden has had a higher margin of victory in New Hampshire than Trump, and Biden was a write-in candidate. He got more votes than Trump in Nevada. Our party committees, the Democratic Party committees and candidates are outraising Republicans across the United States as they did in 2022.
He goes on to say dozens of prominent Republican leaders in the states have been indicted for trying to overturn the election, the 2020 election, while many more are under investigation. Republican Party chairs in Arizona and Florida just resigned because of epic scandals. They tossed their speaker. Trump wants to put his family in charge of the RNC so that he can basically steal the RNC's money and use it to pay his legal bills. And then this is just a great summary. This is, you know, basically the message that Democrats will be promoting going into this election. You're not going to start hearing it in a big way until after the end of the summer, but let me just, this one paragraph just really nails this. And, you know, this should be turned into a little clip and go viral. He says, additionally, there are at least seven things voters will come to learn about Trump that they didn't know in 2020 when he lost. He raped E. Jean Carroll at a department store dressing room. He and his family committed one of the largest financial frauds in American history. He led an insurrection against the United States, tried to end American democracy for all time, and has promised to finish the job if he gains the White House again. He stole America's secrets, lied to the FBI about it, and then shared those secrets with others. He and his family have corruptly taken more money from foreign governments while in and running for office than any family in American history. More than any other person in America, Trump is responsible for ending Roe v. Wade and taking away the rights and freedoms of more than half the population. He has committed to side with Putin and the Western Alliance. And you want to vote for this guy? Seriously? Right now, the economy is strong, although, you know, Republicans are going to try and damage that in about 3 weeks when the government runs out of money. Just wait, I predict. Inflation is down. Prices are falling. Real wages are making enormous gains. There's no crime wave. Murder rates and violent crime rates are actually down right now all across the United States. There's no war on energy. All forms of domestic energy, renewables, oil, gas broke records this year, last year, 2023, which left the Republicans with basically only one issue, which was the border. And then they blew that one, too. Democrats said, okay, cool, we'll go along with this. And Republicans were like, oh, no, we didn't mean it. We actually like the border being in chaos. It's just incredible. This is the summary. Republicans want Putin to win and the West to lose. Republicans want the border to be in chaos and migrants to keep flowing into the country. This is from Simon Rosenberg over at Hopium Chronicles. Republicans want the economy to crash. Women, people of color, they want them to lose more rights and freedoms. They want the planet to warm faster. They want 10-year-olds to carry their rapists' babies to term and for more women to die on the operating room table. They want tens of millions of Americans to lose their health insurance. They want more dead kids in our schools. They want verified rapists in positions of authority. They want a restoration of pre-civil rights era white supremacy. They want big tax cuts for their donors, higher deficits and less for everyone else. They want books banned in the U.S. across the U.S. They want seniors to pay more for insulin and prescription drugs. They want foreign governments to pollute our daily discourse and harass our citizens. They want teenagers to work night shifts in meatpacking plants and not go to school. They want the minimum wage to stay at $7.25. They want mass insurrectionists to get pardoned. They want to end American democracy for all time. Brilliant, brilliant piece over at HopiumChronicles.com by Simon Rosenberg. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And then what's going on with the schools in Florida? I got to tell you about this, and I'll pick up your calls right after this break. Stay with us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper Clover, we are your home for news, talking sports. 97.5 FM, WFHR, 1220 AM.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. In Atlanta, D.A. Fannie Willis took the case in a stand in a case that could affect her election interference case against former President Trump. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
After her former boyfriend and colleague finished with his testimony, however, she changed her mind and came out of her office like Rocky. But hostile witnesses and indignant officials don't come across well in courtrooms.
The judge in the New York civil fraud trial of the Trump Organization may issue his ruling Friday, says CBS's Graham Cates.
Even before the trial began, the judge already found Trump liable for fraud and ordered dissolution of many of the Trump Organization companies.
There was a vigil in Kansas City, Missouri for victims of a deadly shooting after a Super Bowl victory parade.
This is serious. Everybody needs to support something like this to protect all of us, not just those people that got injured.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly approved a constitutional amendment Thursday to ban state agencies from using race, sex, ethnicity, or other factors in their hiring decisions. It's the latest move from Republicans to fight against diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in state government. It will need to be approved by the legislature again next year and approved by voters before becoming law. The worker shortage is affecting all aspects of life, including the mail. Low staffing is linked to delays in rural postal service. Bryce Shanklin is a mail carrier who says more people should consider working at the post office.
I'd never have to worry about being laid off. The other benefit is all the federal holidays, ones like President's Day. Most people don't get that off. And then your health benefit. I haven't seen better health insurance than what I have with the federal government.
Shanklin admits the labor shortage makes it hard to split overloaded routes, which leads to slow service. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Alba, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds overnight, a northwest wind, and by daybreak, temperatures in the upper teens. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with upper 20s. More sunshine for Saturday. Still on the breezy side, though, but highs near the 30-degree mark. It's 21 at our studios.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
All of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's made of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. Biggest change for Blue and Chewy was they went from having a few extra pounds to being more fit. And their coats are shinier, they're healthier, they're peppier. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Welcome back. This is an insane story. I mean, this is from The Guardian by Adrian Walker. A Florida school required parents to provide written consent allowing their children to read a black author's book. Literally, the permission form said, quote, this is an activity in which, quote, students will participate and listen to a book written by an African American, end quote. This is to comply with right-wing racist Ron DeSantis's new Don't Say Gay and Stop Woke Act laws. Woke, of course, is code in the right-wing world for black people and queer people. And another Miami school, iPrep Academy, is asking parents permission to participate, quote, in class and school-wide presentations showcasing the achievements and recognizing the rich and diverse traditions, histories, and innumerable contributions of the black communities. So we're going to talk about the contributions and successes of the black community. You have to sign a permission slip for your child to hear this in Florida schools. The law is called the Parental Rights in Education Law. We just call it the Don't Say Gay Law. And then there's the law that actually was called the Stop Woke Act. You know, should have been called Stop Black People Act or something like that. This is bizarre. I mean, it's just bizarre. All right, let's pick up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Gary in Seattle. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just had a comment about gun control.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening. Occasionally, I watch Chris Hayes' show on YouTube. He had the former Republican Secretary of State, who's a Marine, who had a commercial when he ran for office of him blindfolded assembling a AR-15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in support of that. But he said, you know, the first thing if you want to control guns is remove the prohibition against suing gun manufacturers as
liability.
Exactly.
Yeah, product liability.
And that would be the first thing, and you know, it'd be like the tobacco industry.
Yeah, there was a law that was passed in 2005 that makes the gun manufacturing and selling industry the only industry in America that can't be sued for their products causing harm. They are literally the only industry in America. This was championed by George W. Bush and by Republicans in the House and Senate. There were some Democrats who voted for it, and even who co-sponsored it. Blanche Lincoln, for example, was one. She's no longer there. There's a couple who are still there, but most of them are no longer. And they were the so-called centrist Democrats, which is just a fancy way of saying they're on the take with corporate money, sadly.
Right.
There are still some of those people in the Democratic Party as well. But that law needs to be overturned. Absolutely. That's the last four or five paragraphs of my article today, my op-ed. It was
fantastic.
Law with a hot link to the law.
Yeah.
saying we need to reverse this. I agree with you, and And then the gun industry would start policing itself, just to the extent that they are, just like the tobacco industry does. They at least stopped marketing to kids, and they did it because of lawsuits. They didn't do it because of the law.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that could be done, like you suggest, licensing, insurance, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's absurd here. It's just absurd. How many 48 so far mass shootings in this country so far?
Yeah.
And it's what, the 44th day of the year? 45th day of the year?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know specifically, but yes, I agree. It's And like I said, bullets are the number one cause of death among American children. There is no other country in the history of the world where that has been the case, other than outside of warfare.
The city council here didn't ban selling of bullets, but I think the tax on it was prohibitive, and all the gun shops moved out of the city.
Yeah, they just move out to the suburbs. That's the problem. That's why Chicago has so many guns, even though they're outlawed in Illinois.
Indiana.
Because in Indiana, they've got gun shops literally, 60 yards from the border. I mean, just drive to the Indiana border and buy all the guns and fireworks you want. Gary, spot on.
I don't care.
Thank you very much for calling and pointing that out. That is great, great and important point. Thank you. Richard in Chicago. Speaking of Chicago, hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I know you have always such excellent programming that whatever I called about earlier is supplanted in a lot of ways by all the interesting things. But I wanted to get back to somebody a long while back in the conversation talked about televising the damage, of these weapons. And I always think it's important to remember that Vietnam was the last war we allowed free ranging of reporters, because I watched every night.
Right.
I mean, I was a draft age at that point.
Yep, me too.
And the traumatic stuff that was going on, they decided, no more. And then when we invaded Grenada, after all of our Marines were killed by Reagan in Lebanon, they wouldn't allow reporters. And a bunch of guys got on a boat. They arrived there, and they were arrested. So, to show the damage, that dovetails to me, at least in my mind, the impact of showing the damage and how the steps are taken not to have it.
Yeah.
But I did want to ask one other thing, because Vice News, had a program on about Switzerland. And everybody there is kind of required, it seems, to have a gun.
Right.
And they get on the trains with it, and they don't have these killings. So it's more than the guns. There's something about our DNA here that, it contributes to it.
It's not that simple, Richard. In Switzerland, every man between 18 and, I think, 54 or 45 is required to be part of the Swiss militia, essentially. And as part of that militia, they have to go off to training, and they have to learn how to use their weapons. And it's an extensive process. They take them very seriously. You've got a society-wide understanding. When they have their guns at home, they are required to be kept locked. You have to have gun cabinets for your guns. When they travel, they typically do not travel with ammunition. The ammunition is given to them when they arrive at their military position, at their military post. So you can't make a comparison between that and the United States.
Yeah, but they have clubs, though. It was very interesting. I mean, they're actually shooting it across highways. I mean, they have baffles so you don't hit them. But I mean, I'm going, my God, you could hear the bullets whizzing in the air. I mean, and the families.
But the gun clubs are heavily regulated in Switzerland, just like in Germany.
Well, I know.
I mean, I used to live there. In Germany, anyway.
Yeah, didn't it? Yeah, somebody told me in Italy you're allowed to have a gun, but you have to, if you go from your house where you have to keep it to a gun range, you can't deviate from almost a straight line there.
Yeah, it's very, the guns are very heavily regulated in most European countries, and that's why they're not having the problems we have.
Yeah, but I just say there's something else. I mean, that people, there are guns there, and people can get ammunition if they're not supposed to. I mean, there's ways of doing it. But we have this horrible problem, and I'm all for regulating it, and I certainly don't want any of these AKAs and these high-capacity magazines. It's crazy. But there is more to it, I guess. That's all.
Well, I would just say the Swiss experience, very similar to the Israeli experience, by the way. Back in the 70s, when Louise and I used to spend a lot of, and 80, early 80s, we used to spend a lot of time in Israel. And you'd pick up hitchhikers who were hitchhiking with an AK-47 over their shoulder, you know. But everybody was really well trained, and they took their guns very, very seriously. And it wasn't this Yahoo, I'm going to get my gun dog and shoot the government, stupidity that we see here in the United States. Richard, thank you for the call. Lee in Laurel, Mississippi. Hey, Lee, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I'll dive straight in, man. You lived through this period. I'm a child of it, born in 69. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the political genius of...
You still there, Lee? You vanished.
Basically how that whole movement... I believe we got to get the word love back. I'm sorry about that, Tom. Passing through a bad cell. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine, Lee. What's up?
Hello, Tom.
Uh-oh.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Real quick, I feel like we got to get the word. Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Lee. It's not working. We'll have to try it next time when you're not going through a bad cell zone. We'll hit a break here, Sean. And it's 40, in a few seconds, it'll be 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. We'll be right.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a second. Stay with us. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. You use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Hubbell, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Tom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Tom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Pearl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, WFHR, and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
CripesCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Keith in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Keith, what's up?
I have to think about it in terms of...
Keith, you are on the air.
How that would work.
Okay, I'm going to put Keith on hold here. You might want to check with him, Mark. He was on hold for quite a while, so I don't want to just dump him. But Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good morning, sir. Always an honor. By the way, I'm out in McMinnville as I drive every day for the company I work for, and highly suggest people want to see the Evergreen Aviation Museum, see Howard Hughes plane. I always enjoy looking through the warehouse.
Oh, really? But, that's in McMinnville?
Yes.
Huh.
I'm surprised you haven't been out here, Tom.
I've been to McMinnville, but I had no idea there was a Howard Hughes Museum there. That's incredible. I'll put that on my list for the summer.
It's where the Spruce Goose is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the biggest airplane ever.
It's the Evergreen Aviation Museum. I'm delighted to come out here every day for my work, for a job I appreciate and love. But anyway, when Donnie Dumptruck came out the other day and congratulated the Kansas City Chiefs and the great state of Kansas right off the bat.
Did he do that?
I go, okay. Yes, he did.
Truck mixed up Missouri and Kansas?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, you know.
Why aren't they talking about that on the national news? That is proof of dementia.
That's one of the reasons I'm calling you, as always. And then, you know, as he said in this previous great segment about him wanting to appoint his daughter-in-law as the RNC commission, boy, she's really well qualified for that.
Right.
And then, you know, when you had this previous caller with the Southern drawl, I don't want to be prejudiced, but I thought, uh-oh. Here we go.
Well, there's a lot of good Democrats in the South. You know, let's not. I realize that when I'm trying to you know, imitate a stupid person, sometimes I slip into a Southern accent. I shouldn't do it. I just don't know how else to caricaturize those folks. But anyway.
Well, it matter how much facts you gave the guy, you know, he didn't seem to relent.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like when I speak with the Trumper, too, with the list of the indictments, all the people they appointed, all the people that under his administration that have been put in jail, people that call him, an undereducated, irresponsible doofus. And their response is, well, God, I remember when gas was $1 a gallon under, no, it was never $1 a gallon under his administration.
No.
And then, finally, Tom, and thanks for listening. you were right. You know, we were both Vietnamese-era kids at that time. And I remember when there was only three TV stations every morning, how many of there are dead, how many Vietnamese, how many American.
That's right, the body counts.
I don't know how they can get, right? And then they stopped showing the flag grave coffins.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the point.
Yeah, that was like in 67, wasn't it? 67, 68, something like that.
Yep. Just about that, sir. So I'm in agreement with you and the previous callers. They need to start showing the photographic evidence of this horrific violence and talk to the emergency trauma surgeons that have to deal with this stuff.
Yeah, and they don't have to show necessarily dead people. I mean, you had 22 people who were wounded yesterday in Kansas City, and I'm guessing that there was a fair amount of blood and a fair amount of pain, and that could have been photographed and captured. And then you find the people if they're still alive and ask their permission, and then you publish the pictures. But damn it, let's see. You know, let's start showing the horror of this. You know, because the only people who really understand it are people who have been through it, or people who have been close to somebody who's been through it. And that's a terrible thing. Charles, thank you. I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Paul in Lucerne, California. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Paul.
I'd like to bring up two things real quick. First, everything is set up for a blue tsunami. All we have to do is show up and vote. If you live in a red state, check your registration. Do not let a voter vigilante steal your vote.
That's right. Check your registration every month, right up to November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least once a month.
Yep.
And I'm in total agreement. We have to start showing this carnage on TV. And you're right. We don't have to actually show the dead bodies. We could just show the aftermath of all the blood everywhere.
Well, that would work, too. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that's how they stopped the Vietnam War.
Yep. I remember it well.
Those are shadow memories in the beginning, you know, because I was born. But,
Yep. I'm with you, Paul.
Yeah, so those are shadow memories from the beginning, but I remember the Vietnam War ending, and I remember everyone coming home.
Yeah.
And
that was in 74, 75. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. And we have to start doing the same thing. We have a whole generation that is voting that has been traumatized by school shooting.
Yep.
So...
yeah, when we were kids, when I was a kid and we were doing duck and cover and it was the Soviet Union and all that kind of thing, you know, nuclear bombs, we just, you know, it was fun. You know, the bell would go off and you jump under your table and you cover your eyes and ears. And you know, we didn't really take it seriously. We didn't think this would happen. But with these school shootings now, these school shooting drills, and I've got, you know, a grandson who just went into kindergarten this year, and they are... they're seriously traumatizing these kids. They're trying to imitate a school shooter. I mean, they send people through the school making noises and banging on doors and stuff, and you know, basically creating terror, and you know, so that the kids will respond appropriately when an actual shooting happens. But God, it's terrible.
Every kid is traumatized by this. My grandsons, I have two grandsons, and they're both 11, and I've talked to them about this. And they say we try not to think about it, otherwise we wouldn't be able to go to school.
Yeah, yeah. No, my daughter and her wife are just, you know, I know every day they're worried that their kids are not going to come home, you know, unless it's in a body bag. I mean, it's a tough one.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
And then when you hear elected representatives say, oh, it's just the price of freedom. No, it's not. You know, I mean, I posted the Federalist Papers on my website, on my Twitter feed, Federalist 29. You can read the whole damn thing over and over again. Nowhere does it give you an individual right to bear arms.
No, it doesn't.
About. You have to be in a...
yeah, I you know, I...
militia, regulated.
Exactly. I went through the whole thing, you know, in my op-ed today. In fact, I went yesterday as I was writing, I went back and looked over Madison's debates. You know, in the Constitutional Convention, not a single mention of self-protection. Paul, I got to run. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Todd Lobel, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Two juveniles are in custody after a deadly shooting at a Super Bowl victory parade in Kansas City, Missouri. CBS News.